Hi, welcome to the podcast. Your host Lex here. So today's episode is about a album review called Tremaine, the album by songwriter and recording artist Trey Songz. And it's safe for me to say that this is a very solid album. It's pretty well put together, and Trey Songz as a vocalist really goes all out on this album. Like his first album, I Gotta Make It, it really was like very, very inconsistent. The same thing can be said about Trey Day, but Passion, Pain, and Pleasure was really Trey Songz's best album, and it really shows. And I think that that album really had the potential to be nominated for a Grammy, and it wasn't, and it's kind of sad because it was a really, really good album. The thing with Tremaine, the album, is it's kind of like, it's not bad, but it's solid in the sense of like the verses are, pretty well put together. The chorus is really catchy. The bridges are really catchy. Even the beats are really, really good. They're like, it's good for the point of like going to Starbucks and doing your homework. It's good for the point of like going on a road trip or like driving to your buddy's house to go watch the basketball game or something, But I think the last few songs on the album, the last three songs, Trey Songz really struggled to find inspiration. He really struggled to put together an overall decent body of work. As a vocalist, Trey Songz is really underrated. I mean, when it comes to radio singles, he has a ton of good songs for the radio. And when it came to this album, I was actually surprised because normally on a Trey Songz album, he really struggles to like hit a home run with every song on a consistent basis on an album like Trey Day. Like that album, his first album, I Gotta Make It, as I previously said before. And the thing with Trey Songz is, he's such a good artist. He's a really good rapper. He can rap, and when he raps, he leaves a lot to be desired on the table. So it's like he's cheating his fans from having like these really great bars when he raps. And when he sings, it can feel like he's telling a story. And with Tremaine the album, it feels like a book that is a really good book, but it's one of those books where you read it once, and it's kind of like you really won't pick it up again probably for like another couple of years. So in this album review, I'm gonna give Tremaine the album a 7.5 out of 10. Thank you so much for listening, and I appreciate it.